Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Something of more relevance. Life and death stuff. Man, I can't understand our governor, honestly, if he's so determined to save lives by vaccinating everybody, which I'm cool with, by asking everybody to wear a mask, by keeping certain restrictions in place, yet he won't order, by law, he won't order everyone that works in a long-term care facility or personal care home to get vaccinated or you can't work there. Bam, done. Executive order today and enforce it. Grow up, man up, save lives. And I can't understand the flat-out ignorance of employees that work in personal care homes who won't get vaccinated. Look, man, it's all good that 20-plus percent of the total population won't get vaccinated. Knock yourself out. I don't judge. But, man, when I read that more than 50% of you folks taking care of the most vulnerable won't get vaccinations, that annoys the hell out of me, man. That should be illegal. It's even lower than nursing home staffs. And people are going to die, man. And there's no regulation. There's no monitoring. And no one gives a damn about the seniors right now laying in bed, working with staffs. Check it out. 49% of the staff in personal care homes, in assisted living homes, have been vaccinated so far. That's disgusting. Where's the governor? Why doesn't he hold a news conference with the head of the health department and declare that an edict? He's going to sign an executive order that if you want to work there, you've got to get a vaccination. Man up. What are we waiting on? The lawsuits. And that's the sadness of this. And oftentimes, I end up calling Rob Pierce because he hears these stories. He's in the middle of these stories. He reads the details of these cases. Heck, he puts them together. He interviews victims' families who died in these facilities. And I had to snag him this morning. Rob, it's the same old, isn't it, brother?
It doesn't change, Marty, unfortunately.
That's disconcerting, is it not, sir?
It is. You know, as we've talked about before, there are a variety of political views, a variety of misunderstanding. But when it comes to people that work in the medical industry, and a personal care home, for practical purposes, fits into that. They are caring for the elderly. They see the residents getting vaccinated based upon the residents' risk factors. But there's still a general view that some of the employees feel they're young, they won't get too sick from the virus, and they're missing the point, because if they carry the virus, they can spread it onto the residents, and these residents, based on age and other health factors, will not be well enough to fight it off, and you're correct, it has and will continue to lead to deaths.
Rob Pierce with Rob Pierce and Associates. So check this out. These are health care workers, allegedly, and by comparison, UPMC has vaccinated about 85% of its people, which is astounding, by the way. And so they often are told, are you vaccinated? And they'll say, yeah. And then you go into one of these personal care homes, and most of them say no. What the hell's going on? What's the mindset, Rob? Can you get into their head? Why would they say no in such great numbers when they know the risk here, sir?
You know, I don't have a good answer for that, which, you know, Marty, you and I have talked about this for months now, and I've been on your show many a time. And this morning it dawned on me, if you're in the healthcare field, you have an obligation, not just yourself, but your coworkers and potential patients. You know, you as a radio host, if you were not vaccinated, you're in a room by yourself right now.
That's right.
You know, you're not around others. Your day isn't spent literally leaning over elderly patients, helping them do their daily tasks between dressing them, helping them use the bathroom or the shower. Their job duties require, if you will, intimate close contact with their clients or patients. When you're in a certain field, you have obligations to protect those that you're employed to protect. And it's just not happening. And I don't understand why. And quite candidly, I don't understand why the employers are allowing their staff to be around residents who are unvaccinated. It makes no sense.
Well, you've addressed this before, actually. And your theory is in the ballpark in my world. They're so desperate for staff right now because no one wants the damn jobs that they'll take anyone that comes crawling through the door. It's a real staffing issue, is it not, sir?
It is. And, you know, what this virus has highlighted in a variety of ways, from our healthcare to other areas of the employment sector, is that what we used to think was on the fringe or the margins is a lot more widespread than first noticed. And unfortunately, when it comes to COVID within the healthcare field, if you are wrong and if you don't have proper staff or staff that's, you know, properly vaccinated, the consequences aren't just financial. It is death and severe injury and illness to many, many of our elderly.
Now, this is an amazing point, and this is a fantastic observation. And my man Rob is spot on here. What this has done, my man, is really illuminated a nasty wound in American healthcare that if it's in long-term care, if it's in personal care homes, it kind of sucks at a lot of facilities. And we need to kind of focus on that, not kind of sucking anymore, do we not, sir?
It's correct. Out of sight and out of mind is no longer acceptable.
That's right. And Rob is in the middle of one of the most heinous situations. That's Brighton. We had more than 80 people dead. And Rob, they died because workers brought in the COVID-19. They brought it in from outside because they weren't vaccinated. Yes, sir?
That clearly was a factor. And Marty, what your listeners have to understand is while these residents may be older and there are elderly, the death that they suffered and the way that they died is a horrific way to die. This is not old age. They did not die peacefully in their sleep. And moreover, they had no family around them. And that's just, I think we're better than that as a society and as a country. And I think when this is over, we all need to take a look in the mirror and ask and then do something and say, we can be better than this.
Man, Rob, they want you to have a damn vaccine to go to a Penguin game, but they don't order you to have a vaccine to go to a personal care home. Do you see the irony there, brother?
Does it make any sense that college football players, professional athletes, are required to get daily and frequent testing to get vaccines for entertainment? And yet when it comes down to caring for people where there are literally life and death consequences if the virus spreads, it's not mandatory.
It's unbelievable, Rob.
Rob,
should this be order? Should this be a state order? You work here, son. You're vaccinated, son. And you got to give me proof. Should it not be ordered today?
We are in a situation where the vaccine is recommended, not required at the federal level. It's, you know, under an emergency use. Politics is clearly a factor. You know, I equate it to this. You know, I'm old enough that I remember seatbelts not being in every car.
Nice.
And, you know, you had a seatbelt. It was initially considered a luxury item.
Yeah.
Then it became in more and more cars. And then airbags were developed. You know, Marty, my kids and yours don't think twice about putting a seatbelt on. And they don't mind having a car with an airbag. Heaven forbid a horrific accident occurs. It wasn't that long ago when someone got hit head on, they wouldn't have survived. Now with airbags and seatbelts, they can get up and walk away. I think that's a positive advancement in our society, and the same thing has to happen here in the medical field.
Rob Pierce. Hey, Rob, can't I, before I put a loved one in one of these facilities, say, I need to see your vaccination numbers? Can't they do that? Can't I do that?
I would search, which you're well aware is online, and more importantly, I look the person in the eye and ask, and see what the answer is. And like I've always said to you, the gut test will be the accurate one. If they won't look you in the eye, if they won't answer a question, I actually think that answers your question.
Rob Pierce, thanks, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I'm tired of interviewing him about this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.